Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to our live presentation of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled, Let the Truth Be Told. We first give honor to God the Father, Abba Noah, and to God the Son, the Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we would also like to thank them for giving us the Holy Apostle and Chief, our priest, Jazadaki, the God sent comforter, for teaching us all things and bringing back these things to our remembrance concerning him and his word, so that the truth of the word of the Almighty God can be taught again in the time that we're living in. I'm your host, 13 Shield General Kazak Powell. And today's teacher for the show is Captain the 13,000 Navakar. Shalom, sir.
Hey, shalom, sir. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing great, great myself. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. It's a pleasure to have you get on the show. You know, you've been teaching a couple of shows beforehand, but it's greatly appreciated that you're able to assist us again with the Blog Talk Radio show.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And our reader for today's class is Officer of 100 Adnawa Gabbar. Shalom, sir.
Hey, shalom, General.
How are you today?
I'm doing really good, sir. And yourself?
Great. I'm well. And again, it is a pleasure to have you back with us on the show as well.
Yes, sir. Christ.
Indeed, indeed. So today's topic for the show is Captain Navakar. Would you be so gracious to let us know what that is?
Yeah, today's topic, the name of the class is going to be There Shall No Evil Befall Thee.
Man.
Yeah.
That sounds very, very interesting. There shall no evil befall thee. Okay. Would you like to give us a brief introduction on, you know, how you're going to, you know, explain what that means according to the word of God?
Yeah, sure, of course. Just looking at what's going on in the world today, I mean, it's no secret the coronavirus has got everybody afraid, you know, buying up toilet paper and water. So, you know, the world is in fear. This is just one thing that's going on in the world right now. So what the class is going to focus on today is how we're not supposed to fear anything, you know, really.
Right.
But so, you know, who's putting that fear out there is what we'll be going through, and, you know, how God wants us to handle what's going on in the world. So through the understanding of the Most High God, we'll clearly see that there's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely. So with that being said, there's no need to hold up the introduction. You know, we're just going to let you get right into the class.
Okay, yes, sir. So, like the general we're just talking about, you know, there's a lot of fear that's in the world right now. You got people walking around with face masks on and going to work with gloves on, you know, because they're afraid they're going to catch this virus. So there actually is evil in this world, you know. So that evil is being brought by what the Bible calls them as the rulers of the darkness of this world, which are the ones that are pushing all this, which are the ones that are unleashing, all these viruses. And there's going to be much more as we go through the class. You'll see that this is just the only the beginning of the plagues that are coming to America. What does God want us to do? Now we got to look at what God is doing also, because when you look at what else is going on in the world, people ain't talking about the fires in California no more. They're not talking about the storms and hurricanes that are hitting the Midwest. So there's death and there's destruction all over America, not just the coronavirus. So
wow.
When we talk about, yeah. So when we talk about these storms and hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes, this is God that's doing that. This is what nobody's talking about right now. What are they focused on? The coronavirus. But God, he's like in this world also. So God, as we get the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter and verse 11, what he's doing is he's punishing the world also. Now, what is God doing? Because we need protection is what we're going to see in the days to come, in the days that we're in right now. We need some type of protection. God is plaguing this world. The enemy, he's unleashing viruses and plagues also. So we need some type of protection. Now, what is God doing? Let's read the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, verse 11.
And I will punish the world for their evil.
Yeah, so he's punishing the world for what? For my evil. So the whole world, when you look at it, is evil. And what we're seeing is that they're not going to get away with it. But there's no place on this earth that's good. There's no nation on this earth that's good. People like to say that God has blessed America, Well, then why is America catching so much hell? God bless America. Then there will be nothing but blessings here. It will be peace in America, right? But what is God doing? He's punishing the world, and we're seeing why. For what? For evil. So let's read on.
And the wicked for their iniquity.
And the wicked, and who is the wicked? The wicked is the so-called white man, believe it or not. This is the wicked. Who is the one pushing homosexuality? Who is the one that's legalizing drugs, marijuana? Who is the one that's letting off police officers for shooting down black men? Who is the wicked? The wicked is the so-called white man, right? Crimes against God and against all their crimes against his people. Who are the people of God? The so-called black, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans. So for all the crimes against his God's chosen people, what is God doing? He's punishing it. So let's read on.
And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease.
Right, arrogancy. What is that? Of the proud. And what is he going to do? Make it stop, right? So he's bringing the pride of America down. Now, when you look at these storms and hurricanes and earthquakes, it shuts them out for the wicked. Now, what does it do? It shuts them down economically. And the scriptures speak about how God is a man of war, right? He's the master of strategy when it comes to war. So these storms and hurricanes and earthquakes, they're breaking the country down economically. How is that? Because after an earthquake, what do you have to do? You got to build back up. The hurricane, what has to happen? You got to rebuild, right? Now, America is known for saying that we will rebuild. Like when those storms, when that, I think it was a storm back in New York, right, that hit New York City. What were they saying? That, okay, we'll rebuild. When them storms hit Texas, what did they say? We will rebuild, right? Now, in order to rebuild, it costs money to rebuild. So this is what God is doing. Now, how do we know that? Let's get the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, verse 6. So this is what God does. It shuts the mouth of the proud. These storms and hurricanes and earthquakes, it causes people to bunker down in their houses. What are they doing? They're afraid, right, of death that's coming. And who is bringing this? It's Jesus Christ. Isaiah 29:6. Let's read that.
Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts.
Thunder. Read on.
And with earthquake.
The earthquake. Read on.
And great noise. With
great
storm.
Noise.
With storm and tempest. And the flame of devouring fire.
Right. So all these things are being brought by who? By Jesus Christ. Earthquakes is one of the things that God gave to be a sign of the times, right? A sign of the end of the world. Earthquakes back to back to back. Storms and tempests. Tempest is winds of up to 150, 200 miles an hour, right? Fires. You see California on fire. So all these things are the judgments of God. So the righteous, what do? We praise God for all these judgments that he's bringing to the earth, right? Now, what's going on? As we go through this class, you're going to see that there is a war going on. What is God doing? He's bringing plagues to this earth. Now, the enemy, which is the so-called white man, which is the rulers of the darkness of this world, their own agenda, their war also. And that's a war of terror. So they're using terror to make people afraid. And now, why do you need people afraid is the question, right? Now, why America? Why would you want terrorism in America? Why would they be the ones to unleash the coronavirus? Why would they be the ones to unleash swine flu and Ebola and H1N1? These people like to call these things conspiracy theories, right? But this is true. This is the United States government that's actually unleashing these things on people to cause terror in America. Now, why would they want people afraid? Why wouldn't they want peace in their own country? That's what they push, right? We're going and we liberate countries and we're trying to have peace in America. Why would they want terror in America? See, when you have terror, people will do certain things or maybe even anything that you want them to do. It's like a bully. A bully, he uses terror to give them lunch money because, wow, they're afraid of that beatdown. What they say, wow, you better have it than one or else, guess what? A clobbering is clobbering something, right?
That's a great point. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir, but that is really a great point. Like you're explaining that the things and the events that are happening right now, it really uh-huh. seems like that's kind of the narrative.
Right.
You know, they're using that terror. They're terrifying people. Like you brought out in the beginning of class, people buying up all the, you know, the tissue paper. I mean, what sense does that make?
Right. Exactly.
Definitely.
So it's clear people are afraid. I mean, you just turn the news on, and what are they talking about? The coronavirus. You listen to the radio. What are they talking about? The coronavirus. People are affected by, you know, what's going on. So why would they want that? You know, because people will do anything without question in order to receive some type of protection, right? So there is no war on terror. There's actually a war of America. Like they like to say that they're the ones fighting the terrorism. They like to say that they're coming up. They're trying to come up with a cure for Ebola, Zika, but they're the ones that are actually unleashing it because they need people afraid. Now, why do they want people afraid? What we got to understand is that this kingdom right now is run by Satan. So what is Satan's goal? Satan's goal is to get people sent to hell, right? So what is he using to get people sent to hell? He's using fear. How do we know that? Let's take a look at Revelation, the 21st chapter and verse 8. People forget how crafty and how split Satan is. Like, he's not going to show up to you with a pitchfork, you know, and say, hey, I'm Satan. Follow me to hell. He's going to trick people into hell. So fear is one of the things he's using, one of the tactics he's using to get people into the lake of fire. Revelation 21 and verse 8. Let's read that.
But the fearful. But the fearful.
Read on.
And unbelieving.
Read on.
And the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Yeah, so the scripture starts off with what? With the fearful. It doesn't say the fearful will be protected. It don't say the fearful will have mercy. It says the fearful will end up where? In the lake of fire. This is somebody that's terrified of what's going on. You going out there and you getting gloves and you buying a mask because you're afraid of the coronavirus. You going out there and you buying up all the water in your house because you're afraid of what's going on in this world. So God is saying, if you're afraid of what's going on in the world, then guess what? You're going to end up in hell. Your part is going to be in the lake of fire. So the fearful, Satan's plan is to make you afraid, right? So if you give in through the fear, and what are we seeing? That you're going to be punished. That's it for you. So the wicked, which are the rulers of the darkness of this world, people like to call them the Illuminati. They call themselves the enlightened ones. They're the ones that actually rule this world. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. So they have many scare tactics on how to make people afraid. People are afraid of what? What may happen? What could happen? What will happen? But it's all fear. So we're not supposed to be afraid. And terror is what they're using to make people afraid. Now, why shouldn't you be afraid? Because who are you afraid of? You're afraid of what? Of viruses made by man. You're afraid of what? Man that's doing these things. Now, what does God command us to do? And to fear no man but him. But who? But who? Excuse me. God. We are not to fear anything but God. Now, let's get the book of Isaiah 32 and verse 1. So what is it to fear? When you have a living God in heaven, right? There's nothing to fear. Why are you scared of the coronavirus? Why are you scared of terrorism? Because as we go through this class, all these things are going to be unleashed. This is just the beginning of hell on earth here in America. So if you're afraid, we're saying that what? God's going to send you straight to the lake of fire. Now, why doesn't God want us afraid? Let's read Isaiah 32 and 1.
Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness.
So this king is Jesus Christ, right? Now it says, shall reign in righteousness, because this is the future. This is prophecy right here. When Christ comes and he makes a second return, he's coming to establish a righteous kingdom where there will be no coronavirus, where there will be no Ebola, where there will be no terrorism, where there will be no death, nor pain, nor sorrow. So this king, which is Jesus Christ, this is talking about when it says shall reign in righteousness, this is talking about the kingdom that we should all be fighting to get into. Right, now read on.
And princes shall rule in judgment.
Read on.
And a man shall be as in hiding place from the wind.
This is what?
And a man shall be as in hiding place from the wind.
So this man is Jesus Christ. Now hold that and go to the book of 1 Timothy 2 and 5. So it says, and a man shall be as in hiding place from the wind. This man is Jesus Christ. Now a man, there is no... It's we got to explain this because in the world we're in, you know, the word man has lost his respect. You know, men are out there wearing dresses and blouses and high heels. But a man, certain words should come to your mind when you think of a man. You know, a man is supposed to have strong characteristics to him. He's protective, right? He's a defender, right? That's a man, a real man, right? Fearless, that's a real man. So this man that we're talking about back in the book of Isaiah, the 32nd chapter, is Jesus Christ. Let's read that.
For there is one God,
mm-hmm.
and one mediator between God and men, the man,
you know,
Christ Jesus.
Is the man who?
Jesus.
Man, Christ Jesus. Now, it's saying that this is a man because Christ, he lived in the flesh also. So this man, Christ Jesus, is God, right? Now, he lived in the flesh as a man, but he wasn't no ordinary man. This is Jesus Christ. Now, this man is our protector. Our God, Jesus Christ, is our protector from everything. Proverbs 18 and verse 10. Let's go back. Let's go there. And let's read that. Proverbs 18 and 10. Read that.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Read on.
The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
And is what?
And is safe.
And is safe. So who are we supposed to look to for safety? God, right? So when you run to God, there is nothing to fear. Now, let's go to the book of Revelation 7 and 1. So back in Isaiah, the 32nd chapter, it said a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. What is that wind? That wind actually represents destruction and death that's going to be on this earth. Now, how do we know that? Let's go to the book of Revelation 7 and verse 1. Read that.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth.
Where are they standing? They're standing on the earth. Now, they're standing on the four corners, meaning the north, south, the east, and the west. Now, read on.
Holding the four winds of the earth.
What are they holding? The winds. So what is God saying in Isaiah, the 32nd chapter? He's going to be protecting us from these winds. Now, what are these winds going to be doing to the earth? Read on.
That the wind shall not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
They were going to hurt the earth, right? So they're showing you that they were going to bring destruction. What were they holding? They was holding those winds in their hands, right? What were they going to do? They were going to hurt the earth, right? So that this hurts represents people being killed and people being slaughtered on this earth. So this is why we need protection. This is why we need to run to God to be safe. So what do we need protection from? Let's go back to Isaiah, the 32nd chapter, in verse 2. What do we need protection from? We need protection from America, the government. Their plans are to kill upwards of tens and thousands of people at a time. They're going to use terrorism. They're going to use mass shooting. They're going to use diseases, Ebola, H1N1, Zika, which is chemical and biological warfare. You got to remember these diseases, we're focusing on that right now because that's what you see going on right now, the coronavirus, right? Now, when you think of the other epidemics is what they were, like Ebola, H1N1, Zika, these were all tests of their bio warfare. They plan on killing tons of people, thousands of people at a time. Now, why is it so dangerous? Because they're the ones that are going to say that they have the cure. All of a sudden, there's going to be a cure for corona. All of a sudden, there's going to be a cure for these diseases. They want you to go to them to receive the cure because they plan on giving you something worse and actually that's going to actually kill you. This is the plans of the United States of America. So this is what we need protection from. So what is it going to be? You're going to see terrorism start to rise up in your streets also. ISIS and what's the other group? Al-Qaeda. These were all crafted by the government. And because people are so used to seeing things happen overseas, it doesn't really affect them. You know, when you see terrorism overseas, you know, you turn on the news and say, dang, look what's going on over there in Iraq or Afghanistan. And you continue with your day. People don't know that all that terrorism is about to be in Baltimore City. It's about to be in Delaware. It's about to be in California. It's about to be in Florida. Where you're seeing people blow themselves up, where you're seeing heads being chopped off, where you're seeing people lit on fire. It's all coming to America. So what God wants is for the so-called blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and so-called Native Americans, which make up the nation of Israel, What he wants us to do is to return back to him, to receive that protection. Now, the only way that you can be protected in the times that we're in from God, which is bringing the storms and hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes, and then from your enemies, which is bringing all the disease and the terrorism to this earth, the only way that you can be protected is to have a perfect heart with God. You got to walk with God. Mm-hmm.
I like how you brought that point out. Like, a lot of people, you know, they're not paying really great attention to it because the simple fact is, like you said, it's not happening in their backyard right now. You know, they see it on TV, but it don't really, really mean anything to them because they're not looking at this thing firsthand. And as you bring it out is, you know, wrath is coming on the world. And that it's either the Most High God bringing it or the rules of the darkness of this world bringing it in another way. But you can be protected from what God is doing. And that's what you were about to bring out. So that was a great point. You know, I just wanted to bring that out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, the world is special on that. The world has always been a dangerous place. You know, we're talking about these major things that are about to happen. You know, terrorism and the police brutality is gonna. You're gonna see that rise up. You're gonna see martial law here in America very soon, and are also gonna estimate. These are the major things that are about to happen. But the world has always been a dangerous place, but because people are so used to seeing death and destruction. You used to hearing about people murdered and stabbed up and raped and robbed. You're not as affected by it. So, you know, what we do in Israelite Church of God, Jesus Christ, is we try to, through the wisdom of God, open your eyes to let you know that you're not safe. You've never been safe. People are afraid of the coronavirus right now, but you can walk outside and catch a stray bullet. You can walk outside and be robbed and stabbed to death. You've never been safe here. So you need God in your walk. So the only way that you're going to, as we end this class off, we'll end it with how to receive that protection from God. You got to have a perfect heart. You got to walk with God. Now, some people might, you know, I've known God for 25 years. I go to church every Sunday. You know, I already have my special relationship with God. What God requires is all your heart and all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. You have to have a perfect heart with God. God is our protector and he's our blessing. But in order to receive that protection, you got to agree to follow Christ. Now, the question is, how? How do you follow Christ, right? You have to agree to be just like Christ. Now, that's big because a lot of people think that, well, that's God. Nobody can be like God. God was perfect, right? Nobody can be perfect. But guess what? That's what God requires. You have to agree to be just like Christ. Because if you're supposed to be a child of God, which is what a lot of people like to call themselves, I'm a child of God. To be a child of God, like father, like mother, like there's a saying, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. In order to be a child of God, you got to be just like him. It's easy to identify the children of Satan because guess what? They do the things that Satan is doing. Let's get the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, and verse 1. So when people look at you, if you're listening to this radio show, they're supposed to clearly see that you're a child of God. And that can only be determined by the way you act. See, the family of God does what God does. If you act like Satan, then guess what? That makes you a child of Satan. What does that mean, to act like Satan? If you smoke a cigarette, you like Satan. If you're eating pork and shrimp and crab, then you like Satan. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, then you like Satan. So we got to understand that keeping the commandments of God is what we have to do to keep ourselves safe. And that's only being taught in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. There's only one place where you can be introduced to God, and that's in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, because that's where he's at. That's where perfection is being taught. Genesis 17 and 1. Let's read that.
And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Says what?
Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Right. So this is the agreement. Nobody should be forced to keep the commandment. God gave each and every one of us free will. And this is what he looks at when it comes time for you to call on him, when you're in some type of danger and you're saying, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, save my family. Lord Jesus, stop, heal me from this or whatever it is that you call on God for. Guess what he's looking at? He's looking at how you act. Are you acting like him? Or are you acting like something else? So he, with that free will he gave you, he's watching what you do with that free will. And if you're not acting like him, then guess what? There will be no protection. You got to walk with God perfectly, is what the scripture is saying. Let's read that one more time.
And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Right. So a lot of people have that understanding that we in the last days, you see, I feel it. I know we in the last times. Look at what's going on. The world's coming to an end, which means what? We're getting closer to God, right? So in the times that we're in, getting closer and closer to God, that means you're going to be in what? In the presence of God, very presence of God. There can't be any evil and there can't be any iniquity in you. You got to be perfect. This is why you have to come to the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ and learn those commandments. Learn how to perfect yourself. Learn how to clean that mind up that wants to dwell on evil. So you got to, let's go to the book of Leviticus 26 chapter. This is the last scripture. 26 and 23. So God needs you to agree to walk with him in order to enter into that covenant, in order to make it to heaven. You got to be fully with God, walking with God, agreeing with God. Walking with God is agreeing to follow him perfectly. I'm going to say that again. Walking with God is agreeing to follow him perfectly. It's that hard. You just follow those instructions that God gives us. Leviticus 26 and 23. Let's read that.
And if ye will not be reformed by me by these things.
Right. Reform means to make those changes. So what does God want you to do? He wants you to repent, come into the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, and change your ways. Reform, right? Make those changes. Stop smoking weed. Stop stealing. Stop lying. Read on.
But will walk contrary unto me.
Well, so God's saying if you want to walk contrary, which is the opposite way, read on.
Then will I also walk contrary unto you.
Read on.
And will punish you yet seven times for your sins.
Right. So let us introduce you to God. If you don't want to walk with me, we're seeing that there will be no protection. God's going to actually punish you. And how are you going to get it? You're going to get it seven times worse. So we need that protection from God in order to keep ourselves safe.
So this is really, really been a beautiful class. You know, there shall no evil befall you if you're walking with God. You know, if you walk in with God, meaning you're going to be under the protection of God, and be subject to the plagues that God is going to bring, nor subject to the evil that man is going to bring with the so-called viruses and the germ warfare and all these evil tactics that the wicked are putting out in this world to destroy people. But if right. you're on the wrong side of God, you're going to be destroyed as well. And that's what the kind of underlying meaning of the class you brought out today was kind of teaching us. And I would like to thank you, Captain 13,000 Abakar, for being a part of the show today, you know, enlightening us in the word of the Almighty God. So, thank you for being on the show today.
Yes, sir. The water.
And I'd like to also thank you, Officer 100 Anal Gabbar, for being such a great reader on the class today. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
So, at this time, we're going to take time again, another time, and thank our Lord and Savior, the Almighty Jesus Christ, for allowing us to be able to perform the Blog Talk Radio show entitled Let the Truth Be Told. We also thank God the Father for allowing us to have God the Son, the Almighty Jesus Christ, and the Holy Apostle, Chief, our priest, Dr. Doctor, the God, the Comforter, from whom the Lord our God, the Almighty Jesus Christ, gives the understanding to give to the people about his word. There are different ways to receive more information. One is the Holy Gospel and Comforter's website, www.thecomforter.info. And also, Truth, TRUTH, at ICGJCND.org. And we have various seminars in local areas, so if you would be so kind to reach out to us, we can let you know when those dates will be and the locations
so you can further be enlightened in the word of the Almighty God. Again, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Blog Talk Radio show entitled Let the Truth Be Told. We are the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, and we give thanks to our Lord and Savior, the Almighty Jesus Christ, and thank you again. Shalom. Shalom means peace to the believer.